Even Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama has gotten involved, calling Jones this week to urge action. I'm Sean Crawford.
The University of Illinois is working on possible changes to its Global Campus Initiative. The online learning program has been hampered by limited courses and low enrollment. During last week's Board of Trustees meeting, President Joe White said Global Campus was making progress, but had not yet fulfilled its mission.
The bad news is that the driving force behind Global Campus is to bring high-quality, highly accessible, highly affordable college education to large numbers of people who cannot earn it in the traditional way. We are not doing that.
The chair of the U of I Senate, Nick Birbula, says thus far not enough undergraduate degree programs have been offered, which are at the heart of the Global Campus vision. He says right now, mostly master's or professional degrees are offered via Global Campus.
And the master's level professional programs, it's an important niche, but those programs don't seem to have the prospect of creating the kinds of revenue that the Global Campus needs to be generating.
Birbula says the undergraduate programs are the one that ensure higher enrollments. Currently, Global Campus enrollment is at 121. That's up from only 12 in January. Birbula says possible changes for Global Campus may become public as soon as Monday. Champaign School District wants to know if there's anything more it can do to help ensure that students are coming to class each day. That's the message Unit 4 is taking to homes next week as part of an initiative called Operation STOP, or the Stop Truancy Outreach Program. Teams of school staff, social service groups, and other volunteers will be knocking on doors Tuesday night in random neighborhoods. Each team will visit briefly with families in an effort to eliminate any obstacles regarding school attendance. Unit 4's Robin McLean says those visits mark just the start of the program.
Because if there are needs that the community has expressed to us or things that we are not doing or programs that we are not providing that the community feels that we should, then that's when we start making sure that we're meeting the needs of our community.
Tuesday night, teams will include members of the Baptist Pastors Fellowship, Boys and Girls Club, City of Champaign employees, and a number of school personnel. McLean is the school district's attendance improvement and dropout prevention coordinator. She says attendance in the district was better at the end of the last school year, but it still fell below 90% at both high schools. Numbers improved at Barksdall and Washington Elementary Schools. The goal of Operation STOP is to improve overall Unit 4 attendance to 95%. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and his Republican challenger, Dr. Steve Sauerberg, have two debates scheduled before the November election. The two will first appear October 6th on WTTW's Chicago Tonight program on television in Chicago. Then there will be a radio debate October 9th from Knox College in Galesburg, sponsored by the Illinois Radio Network. Sauerberg is a physician from the Chicago suburbs. He faces an uphill battle to try to unseat Durbin. Durbin is the Senate's second highest ranking Democrat, and he has far more campaign cash, according to his latest federal filings. A 29-year-old MBA student is countersuing the Chicago Olympic Committee for the rights to the website Chicago2016.com. Northwestern student Stephen Frain Jr. bought the Chicago2016.com site from a Japanese company in 2004. Chicago kicked off its bid to host the 2016 Olympics 2 years later. The city's Olympic Committee has trademarked Chicago 2016 and uses Chicago2016.org as its website. The Chicago and U.S. Olympic Committees appealed to an international arbitration organization for ownership of Chicago2016.com, and a decision is expected on Monday. Frain sued yesterday in Chicago to stop the proceedings. He uses the site to host discussion about Chicago's Olympic bid. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation.
It's 4:34, and Mike Sola has our forecast.
And Tom, that forecast is extremely pleasant and very short. Clear tonight, the low 52, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 79. Light variable wind tonight becomes southeasterly at 3 to 5 miles per hour tomorrow. And then a clear sky tomorrow night, low 55 degrees. Highs on Saturday and Sunday, both 80 degrees, with mostly sunny skies both days. And Saturday night, mostly clear, the low 57. Again, Chris, the two-state area, again, mostly clear. Lows between 50 and 55 are due around 60 degrees in the Chicago area near Lake Michigan. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs ranging between 78 and 84. We still have flood warnings in effect in areas of Illinois and Indiana, and among them in Sangamon County. They have a flood warning for the Sangamon River at Riverton, and the flood is expected to fall back below flood stage by Saturday afternoon. So with more continued dry weather, more banks and more areas where the water is out of the banks, we'll get back in line. For right now, we have temperatures between 67 degrees at Waukegan, up to 87 at Evansville, Indiana, and Willard Airport at the top of the hour was at 78 degrees with a dew point of 60, the wind variable at 5 miles per hour. It's 78 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, we've heard a lot about Galveston and how it was nearly ruined by Hurricane Ike. But Galveston was lucky in comparison to the Bolivar Peninsula. Instead of neighborhoods, entire towns disappeared. In the coastal town of Gilchrist, not only could residents not find their homes, they couldn't even figure out where their street had been. NPR's Wade Goodwin made his way out to Gilchrist.
If you want to get to the Bolivar Peninsula these days, you have to take...